Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish. Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Most of South Africa, or certainly most of Johannesburg, is battling at the moment with electricity supply. People are working remotely. They are trying to manage a COVID pandemic as well as infrastructure breakdowns on a constant basis. Joining us on the line this morning is Nicole van Dyk, who is the ward councillor in Ward 99 in the city of Johannesburg. A very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing very well, thank you.
We're getting lots and lots of questions. A lot of people saying, we can't even predict this load shedding. We don't know what grid we're on anymore. It just seems to be a complete mess. And if there's one thing that makes people completely despondent, it is this electricity crisis, which we've been having since 2008.
Indeed. And I mean, the crisis has just been exacerbated, by the fact that a lot of the infrastructure in Johannesburg is supremely old. There have been very few upgrades in the last 25 years, to the grid. And with load shedding, every time you kick it off, the grid suffers a little bit more. And what we're seeing more and more in between just regular unplanned outages is when people are due to come back on, the system can't take it. And then they have to suffer another 2 hours to get back on. And I think it's even more problematic if you know you're going to be load shed twice in a day. Every time we load shed, it puts an additional strain on the grid because as soon as you switch the power back on, it often creates a surge. People still have their geysers on, their appliances, at times they're pooled, and that sends a major surge through, which causes a trip. And a trip is not always like it is on a DB board where you can just go flip the switch. Quite often you need a team to go and locate where the trip happened, why it happened before your power can be restored. And then you've got to face the problem that if you have load shedding again later in the day, you're going to be hit with the same thing.
It's almost this, not self-fulfilling, but it becomes that, because the more load shedding, the more the infrastructure is under pressure, the more it's not managing, the more we have load shedding. Oh. And so how do we break the cycle? There doesn't seem to be any real hope that this is going away soon.
No, and I actually said that to my residents yesterday. It feels like a hopeless situation. And I don't think, even if the city were to increase its budget into building additional power stations, maintaining the grid a bit better, so far gone that it's very unlikely it'll be repaired in the next 20 years, even if you throw a lot of money at it. For me, I think the only thing that's really going to help the city is if we had to move on to independent power supplies. And the reason I say that is because if we look at so many of our areas, particularly one that's struggling with water outages and power outages at the moment, which is your Sophiatown, Westie, and Coronationville areas, there's a massive influx of people in there every day, and those developments are growing faster and faster, and the grids aren't growing at all, whether it's water or power. So if Joburg continues to grow the way that it does in population density, I don't believe that the city will be able to build infrastructure fast enough in order to maintain what's coming in. So independent power suppliers would be your best option at this point.
What about the push, towards the CID type of a situation? So where a neighborhood collects its own rates but manages the infrastructure within that particular area or community?
I think in theory it's a good idea. It's worked in many other areas. We just need to make sure that there is still equal spread of budget, because we do have a lot of areas that can't take on that tax income. A lot of them don't have jobs. So we would still need quite a large portion of our city budget that's paid by a lot of ratepayers, rate-paying areas, to go back into those areas. But CIDs, they show that they can work, especially in terms of security, cleanliness. We as ward councillors, we try and push with City Power that to let residents adopt substations at the very least. So at least you can stop theft and vandalism, which is a major contributing factor to our grid being the way it is as well.
A large concern that certainly I have is that we pay our rates, we pay our taxes, but we, you know, we're now used to, of course, private medical aid because the healthcare system's not up to par, nor is the education system. So we send our kids to private schools. We have private security in our homes and in our areas. We are now forced to have our own power in terms of either a generator or inverters, so that and now we're moving on to JoJo tanks and boreholes and settling tanks, so that we provide ourselves with water. Pressure on South African and on residents is going to become almost unbearable when you look at all of these things that we are paying but actually not receiving. We see this initiative between insurance companies and the city to fix our roads. It's really reaching a point that I can tell you I'm concerned that people are going to turn around and say, what on earth am I paying my rates for? What am I paying my taxes for? I'm simply not getting very much back in terms of facilities.
I can't disagree with you in the slightest, and that is what's happening. I mean, I've got it happening on one of my area's WhatsApp groups where they're talking about a tax revolt and having to navigate that. The city would still need to earn some form of income, but I do advise residents, if you can get off the grid, you should. At this point in time, if you can get off the grid, you should. And we've got, and borehole water seems to be more and more likely, as we're seeing with Gift of the Givers this morning at Helen Joseph Hospital. I mean, you're now relying on an NGO to provide water in a city. I get what you're saying, and I think if we looked at the model of CIDs, because they need to be approved back in the city again. CIDs are not allowed to operate within the city of Joburg at this moment in time.
Right.
So we'd need to change that legislation allow it to happen. I don't think it creates any kind of exclusionary tactic. I think it where you see CIDs, it works.
Yeah.
I have to work with a lot of NGOs in my ward just to cut grass. So we definitely see it.
Do our municipalities see it? Does the city of Joburg see it? Does the ANC in Gauteng see this? Because if they aren't, they are not reading the room. If they're not seeing just how serious this is, they're not reading the room very well.
No, they're not. And a prime example is last week at our budget, at the budget debate, the opening line of the MMC of Finance was, all is good and well in the city.
What?
And a day later,
what?
The MMC of he said that. It's recorded. You can
wow.
Check it out.
I want to smoke what he's smoking.
The very next day, they said that the city might have to implement rotational load shedding, which is implemented at a city power level.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have to deal with city power load shedding as well as Eskom load shedding. And, I mean, just to show how out of touch it is, one of the ANC MPs who lives in the city of Joburg, he tweeted Mayor Jeff Makubu last week saying that he doesn't have power and city power isn't responding. I think every ward councillor, regardless of your party affiliation, had a laugh at that because the response from the mayor was that shocking.
Is it shocking? It's shocking, but it's actually unsurprising.
No, completely unsurprising, which showed just how out of touch the mayor is. He has no idea how badly the entities are struggling. And I feel bad. We all feel very bad for the guys who are trying to work on this grid, get power back on, who are being abused probably by residents and councillors themselves because we're taking the abuse. It's just creating a very vitriolic situation. And you can completely understand when residents, I've got residents this morning who have not had power for 5 days, putting out requests to city power, and we are not getting any kind of response. And I mean nothing.
Unbelievable. One of our listeners saying, no, we do have power, we just don't have electricity. I'm not even sure I agree. I don't think we have power either, because it just seems so frustrating that we just don't seem to be winning this. And if you can stand up and say all is good in the city of Johannesburg, well, that to me is a bigger concern.
It is. And I think, you know, I have to say that we of course all hope that a new government will come in at the end of this. Whoever does come in, their turnaround strategy will take 10 years. The city is very backward. It's going to take at least 10 years before people start even seeing this and seeing and feeling the turnaround.
absolutely frightening. Really, really very, very scary. But I really appreciate the conversation because it's a very real conversation and one that we don't have often enough. Nicole van Dyk, ward councillor in Ward 99 for the city of Johannesburg, talking to us about the infrastructure and the what I think is very much a collapse of many parts of that system.